Every April since 1981, communities across the nation have paused to honor crime victims and those who support them. Local officials gathered at the Albany County Courthouse today for a remembrance. This year's theme, strength, resilience, and justice. Oftentimes, loved ones are left to pick up the pieces and move on.
I'm standing here today because my older brother, Robbie Pryor, was the victim of a crime.
Kimberly Phillips shared her experience. In May 2008, then 30-year-old Pryor got behind the wheel of his truck, drunk, and crashed. The former Queamans Fire Department chief suffered a brain injury and was paralyzed from the waist down. Upon recovery, he found his place in life, sharing his story with high school students and others so they wouldn't follow his path. Then, in October 2015, Pryor was driving his specially equipped van home from dinner, headed south on the thruway, hit head-on by a drunk driver traveling north in the southbound lane. Pryor's injuries were too severe, and he died.
He never gave up in the face of adversity, and he regularly overcame obstacles to try to live a normal life. The greatest justice I can give him is to do the same.
WNYT meteorologist Jason Goff spoke about abuse he suffered as a child at the hands of a relative.
At the end of the day, this stuff has to get out of the dark. That's where it has its power, like a vampire.
Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan.
We need to ensure that our officers understand the critical importance of that communication that they have with every crime victim.
Highlights during the gathering included the traditional reading of the anti-drunk driving poem, Death of an Innocent. Albany County District Attorney David Soares presented victim advocacy awards. Soares himself and County Sheriff Craig Apple were presented with proclamations signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo in appreciation of the work they've done on behalf of National Crime Victims' Rights Week. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy told the gathering the ceremony reminded him of a book written by a Vietnam veteran, The Things We Carried, about dealing with personal trauma.
When they came out of the war, talking about not just the gear, the stuff on them, the scars that people don't see, you know, and it's the things that victims carry. It doesn't have to be visible. It can be internal. And that's the hardest thing sometimes to heal.
Again, Mayor Sheehan.
To those of you who have come here as crime victims yourselves, being here is important. And I know it can't be easy. And I know that there must be some days where you just want to wake up and not be a crime victim and not have to remember this and talk about it. But I hope that you know that we are deeply appreciative of your willingness to share yourselves and your stories with us as we continue our commitment to this very important work.
Victory Christian Church Pastor Charlie Muller gave closing remarks.
It takes more than one. It takes all of us to build hope and make a difference. So I don't just leave it in the police officer's hands. We have churches and community centers and youth centers where, you know what, we desperately need to be united so that we can build hope in our community.
When the ceremony concluded, flags were given to relatives of deceased victims whose names were written on the flags for eventual display at the Crime Victims Memorial in Academy Park across from the Capitol. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.